It's time. Tidbits.
You're spending your Saturday afternoon in bed with a girl. You're wasting your life.
Despite all appearances to the contrary, it is a moral universe that, in the end, good prevails.
Tidbits Pod 22.
Greetings, traveller. I'm here again, out in the field. It's actually flirting with being nice today. And obviously, there's a lot of grey clouds and stuff, but just on the horizon, there's a little hint that we're going to have a bit of respite. But yeah, it's been really, really wet all day today, February the 4th. Well, yeah, it was February the 3rd yesterday. Quick bit of deduction. And February the 3rd is the day the music died. You know the song, the American Pie song, Don McLean? Yeah, that's about February the 3rd, 1959, when it was Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens. He died in a plane crash, and so okay, there, that's a nice cheery start. Right, what else? Yeah, had some interviews yesterday. That's encouraging. I mean, job interviews, that is, not for like Grazia magazine or or GQ. Tipples summer must haves. What's in my handbag? Oh god, but exciting. I was a bit rusty, but we'll see how they go. Yeah, still motoring through the Sopranos, and well, they're about an hour long each, and there's 13 per season or series, and I'm about a quarter of the way through the last series now, so you can imagine how much of that I've been watching back to back. But yeah, nearly at the end. I can't believe some of the, obviously no spoilers, but some of the people showing up in it. It's amazing. And yeah, tackling some big issues. Quite sort of forward thinking for the early 2000s, I think. Well done, lads. Yeah, speaking of big issues, well, yeah, you know what I saw the other day? I saw someone buying a big issue from a shop. I mean, do you know they actually sold big issues in shops? Yeah, I thought the whole point was buying them off of homeless people. Isn't that the whole deal with them? Obviously not. Oh, well, need to look into that some more. Next on the agenda. Oh, I've written some bullet points out. This is very professional. Yeah, creepy cartoons from last time. Oh god, yeah, few honourable mentions of those, like some that I missed. Well, yeah, people have said there's a few other sort of Disney scenes, like, you know, Bambi's mum and Mufasa and shit, but I mean, that's not creepy. It's just sad, isn't it? Like the, you know, Dumbo's mum and all that. Anything with parents in Disney is not creepy, it's just sad. But for the creepy list, I thought I'd add in, yeah, definitely Animal Farm, the animated one. That's fucking weird. The Raggy Dolls, fucking horrible. Sly and Gobbo from Noddy in Toyland. And, well, big mention, The Animals of Farthing Wood. Watch that, it's fucking gross. So grim. But yeah, that list that I made, I'm still going to stand by it. But yeah, there's obviously loads more creepy ones out there. But yeah, that's probably a few more. But no doubt there's... We're all scarred from these cartoons, so no doubt there's more. Yeah, been watching loads of football highlights on YouTube. And you know the old favourites, like, Bergkamp versus Newcastle, and, well, Cantona, Giggs. Ryan Giggs getting harassed at a train station. That's a personal favourite. But the person that I wanted to talk about today is a guy called Ray Hudson. So fucking absolute fucking legend. I mean, I don't know much about him, don't know much about the actual guy, but, well, judging by his co-commentator, he's over in the US, and he's got this one lad who's just like your sort of generic silk-voiced US commentator that doesn't really know what's going on, and then Ray just he always just comes over the top of this guy with absolute nonsense and madness. And you need to see, there's videos of them commentating on Lionel Messi, or like sort of like just generic El Clasicos from the past, and it would be like, here's the free kick, we've got six men in the wall, Messi bends it over and into the net, he's done it again. Magisterial Lionel, he's like an alien, he could bend light, look how he curves and swerves and dips and bends the ball, a goal that could make an onion cry. Once again, Casillas' men are playing poker with a witch. Oh, God, these guys. But yeah. Well, okay, we've got Madrid back here with the center ball. They've lost it, and here comes Lionel Messi again. He's got Gerard Piqué behind him. He's back on D. Quick pass to Suarez. Suarez back to Messi. To Iniesta. Back to Messi. Soccer ball has come a long way from the old days of Leicestershire Square Nighthawks and the Fulham Thunderblazers. This is Messi in Barcelona in a hot tie against Ronaldo and Madrid. Like, and this is the first goal. Welcome, you're right here on ESPN CB SPS Fox Sports. Oh, here's Messi again with the soccer ball. As the World Cup is on the horizon, Messi beats the D. He kicks the ball, kicks the soccer ball, and it's into the net with his left foot. And they're not going to stop that one. Oh, God. Yeah! Unbelievable, Lionel! He's got chromosomes in his body that belong to a Bengal tiger. He's amazing. Hotter than a ghost pepper. His touch is so delicate, he could shave a sleeping mouse and not wake it up. He could follow you into a revolving door and he'd still come out first. magisterial, Lionel. I can't contain my passion. There's jism everywhere. All over my shin pads. Unbelievable. If it's not totally clear by now, let me just say, I want to fuck him. I want to fuck Lionel Messi. What a player. Oh.
Thanks, Ray. And now here's the replay and a word from our sponsor. And here comes the halftime show.
Oh, my God. I watched like, there's hours of those two just going back and forth. But, okay, okay. Magisterial, Lionel! Oh, it just hurts. Hurts my voice. It's, right, what did I want to talk about? Yes, we've had an electronic letter. Can you imagine? All the way from the internet. And, yeah, it's come from my mate Nick. That's, Keys. Timothy Stokes himself. So let me load this up. I've got the... Right, here we go. So, hi, Mr. Tidbits Pod. Oh, I was wondering how you stay so handsome. Your hair looks lush. Do you have a sort of conditioner regime? You've got a great pair of pins on you. Do you work out? Etc, etc. Oh, please don't read this first part. Whoops. Okay, yeah, for the podcast, I would like to know the most dangerous places you visited, or the most dangerous scenarios, or, failing that, your top five musical genres. Cheerio! Nick Keemer. Nice. Well, yeah, thanks for emailing in, man. And I'd say the most dangerous place I've been to, statistically, is San Pedro Sula in Honduras, which, well, at the time, it was the murder capital of the world. And, well, yeah, I remember hearing stories about it, and then, well, coming into town on a chicken bus. I had crossed the border, went all the way there, and then, because of all the stories you've heard, I was feeling a bit nervous already, and then looked out the window, and there's the aftermath of this fucking motorbike crash, which, oh my God, like, absolutely horrendous. And, well, of course, sort of, well, crashes happen everywhere and all the time, but after hearing all the murder stories and that, and then seeing that mashed up body, like, on the way into town, that did fuck me up a little bit. But yeah, once at the hostel, though, It was totally fine. It was like its own little compound kind of thing. Like massive high walls, barbed wire on the top and all that kind of stuff. And they had, well, you didn't have to leave because they had a pool table there and, you know, a dartboard and shit, a little bar. So you get a nice little community spirit when you're inside. And, well, yeah, it's just wicked there, actually. And I still follow their owner on Instagram, so yeah, she's a bit of a ledge. And well, yeah, like that day was the day that I met the Planet Prancer. Like, you got to look this guy up. Like, I think it was at that border that him and his girlfriend Trishna, I think they're married now, they helped me find the little, like, sort of stamp booths, because it's important that you sort of stamp in and out of all the countries and that. And, oh yeah, no, a few weeks ago, they put a thing on Facebook saying they're having a baby. So yeah, congratulations, Ben and Trishna, if they listen, which I doubt. But yeah, look up, I'll put a link to his website in the description. Like, he dances across massive distances to raise money for charity. And I think his last project was, yeah, I think he did Dance Across the USA or something. He did it in chunks, but he was, yeah, just him in a tutu going across the USA. Google, yeah, Planet Prancer, and yeah, the website will come up. So get involved with whatever he's doing. Yeah, anyway, yeah, danger stuff. The ferry between Zanzibar and Dar es Salaam. That's pretty dangerous. Done that. Type in sinking Zanzibar Dar es Salaam ferry into Google. Or Ecosia, if you're a ledge. Type it into there. And then, admittedly, bloody hell, like our journey, it wasn't as full as what you'll see in some of the pictures there, but my God, that ferry just shit me up. The most dangerous job I've ever had was out in the Australian outback making charcoal. But I don't want to go into that now because I think I'll do a whole sort of special podcast of that at some point. Which does, though, lead me to... Yeah, bit like Australia and that. It leads me to... Well, yeah, the highest risk thing that you can do whilst travelling alone is hitchhiking. And obviously there's extreme sports and stuff like that. But I reckon statistically... hitchhiking's got a bigger risk, isn't it? Like, because of all the... I mean, there's no safety stuff or whatever, but... So I thought, to close out this episode, I thought I'd give a little, you know, top tips if you're going to hitchhike. Obviously not now. I don't know. I'll stress that now and probably at the end as well. Like, not to... Like, you know, there's probably some dummies out there, but... Yeah, and obviously these are not foolproof, but yeah, it's good to sort of keep in mind if you ever do think about hitching, but not the place, unless you're hitching, which would be a good little, that'd be a good day out. But yeah, best places in the world to hitch, well, far head and shoulders, the easiest place was on the Pacific Islands. Tonga was brilliant, because it's just... There's one main road in a big loop, so you're basically going into town or away from town, kind of thing. It's very, very easy. And yeah, everyone drives pickup trucks as well, so you just sort of jump in the back. Australia and New Zealand, of course, classic. I've never hitchhiked in the US, I'd like to someday. Eastern Europe, there's got to be loads of other places, but those are the only ones that I've had good experiences in. Bosnia was mad. I've got a little video on YouTube about that I'll put a link to. Just in the back of this guy's cab, and he was sort of, well, I don't know. Like, was it hitching? I don't really know, but I've put a message up, well, a video up of that, and it's pretty good. But yeah, right, here's my hitchhiking tips. But yeah, number one, basic, to start, make sure that you're hitching in the right direction. It's very easy to sort of get confused, but you'll be surprised how many people you see sort of with signs, and they're trying to get to a place that you've just come from. And you're like, just get over the other side of the road, you dummies. But number two, where to stand. Like, you want to be visible, of course, but... Obviously, keep a safe distance from the traffic. So you've got to keep that, get a sort of judgment there. You want to be in a place that's easy to pull into. No traffic lights or double yellows or whatever. Like, ideally, where the cars aren't moving too quickly. Like, if you want to be at the start of... Yeah, like, get at the start, like, where the city meets motorway. And then... That's the best, because there's no point trying to hitch from the middle of town, because, well, chances are those people aren't going to leave town or make a big journey. And even if they are, like, it might not be in the right direction or whatever you want. So get to the edge, get to the big, where it starts off a big road, probably in a little petrol station or whatever, and see how you go. Number three, safety. So... Obviously, this is the whole thing, really, but always, always say that you're meeting people. Like, if the person that picks you up, if they know that someone's expecting you, then, you know, there's less chance that they're going to do something dodge. Like, an amazing thing to do is take a picture of the car as it pulls up, and like make it really obvious that you have done, and then like immediately say that you're texting it to a friend so they'll recognize the car when they come into town. Like, I mean, even if you don't have a friend in the next place that you're heading to, just lie, because it's just that extra bit of security, isn't it? Like, you know, that person's going to then go, oh, okay, I can't murder him now. That's a shame. But yeah, I was hitching with this dude once, and he just got in the front and he was trying to be all cool, like sort of, you know, like, yeah, we're carefree and we can go anywhere and nobody even knows I'm in the country, let alone sort of is going to miss me if I die. And you're just like, I mean, if that person was a wrong'un, I mean, that's basically just saying, yeah, murder us if you like. Like, no one's going to miss us. Like, fancy doing some murdering, because this is your golden ticket. I've got some rope in my bag and some shovels if you want to. But I just sort of butted in and made up a lie, but it was probably all gone by that point. But yeah, it is good to hitchhike in pairs if you can. Safety in numbers. If you've got more than two, like, you're not going to get picked up. So if you're in a big group, split into pairs. I remember in New Zealand we were hitchhiking and we were initially driving down in my mate Sarah's car. We were going down to Queenstown, and the car broke down, and then that was wicked, like, sort of had a convoy of hitching, so that was fun. Number four, appearance. So a good clear sign is helpful, particularly if you're near a big junction or whatever. But the main thing is to look like you're friendly and that you don't smell, and yeah, like you don't look boring, because no one's going to pick you up if you're looking boring, or if you look like you're going to stink out their car, they're just going to drive on by. Number five, yeah, have a little chat with them before you get in the car or put any of your stuff in the car. Like, if they seem dodgy, they probably are. So yeah, don't be afraid to say no. Even if you have been waiting for a while, still use your judgment. And yeah, at that stage as well, in the little chat, like, you can sort of discuss stuff like money, or, you know, because it's always kind to sort of chip in for petrol. I mean, some people would expect you to buy all of the petrol for the whole journey. Some are just happy for the company. But yeah, it's good to know sort of what they expect before you get in. Like, make sure they're not like going to ask for some sort of sex favours or whatever. Just get that all out there before you're in the car. And I mean, unless you absolutely have to as well. I mean, this could be number six. Like, unless you you're fully committed somehow, I don't know how, but don't put your stuff in the boot of the car. Like, keep your stuff with you. Number six, keep your stuff with you. Because I was chatting to this guy that put his stuff in the back of a car, and he just sort of pulled down the big roof or whatever, the big car door at the back, and he went to kind of walk around to get in, and they just drove off with his stuff. I mean, of course they did. So yeah, just keep all your stuff on you, like either on the seat next to you or in the footwell. And yeah, it sounds obvious, but don't be too trusting of someone because you have just met them. And then, like, keep on to your stuff is number six. Number seven, this will be the last one, I think. Like, I've found that hitching in the morning is the best. So yeah, because sometimes it can take hours to get picked up. And, well, you don't want to be out at night, so get up really early. Like, I'd say just after sunrise, get out there. And then you catch people in that sort of early morning haze as well, where, you know, they might be a bit friendlier. Proper last one. So number eight, like, this is the last one. So yeah, be persistent. So it's unlikely that the first person is going to stop. Like, and then you're sort of going to get in your head like, oh, no one's stopping for me, they all hate me. Like, this collective sort of mindset. I mean, you've got to treat them all like like they're the first car you've seen, like sort of individuals. And yeah, just because one's rejected you, it doesn't mean that the whole world hates you. You just got to sort of keep smiling. Yeah, be enthusiastic. And if it's busy, don't just jump at every car. Like, obviously don't jump in the cars anyway. But yeah, if it's busy, like what you want to do is sort of pick your target, and then it sort of makes them feel more special if you're like, oh, you sort of thing. Like you pick them out of the bunch, and then they're more likely to stop. So yeah, like that's the 8 Tibbles top tips for hitchhiking. I've probably missed some absolute sitters, but yeah, that's just a little bit of hitchhike chat. And yeah, I think that's a good place to start. Yeah, hopefully it goes without saying, I'll stress this again, that you shouldn't be hitching during the pandemic. You're obviously not that thick, but you never know who's going to listen and when. But yeah, it's probably fine by now for Australian and Kiwi listeners, but yeah, just keep an eye on your local restrictions and stuff before taking any kind of travel. That was responsible, wasn't it? So yeah, I'm gonna wrap up there. I think I'll do a music one next time, Key, like maybe with some genres and whatever, pepper off a few more recommendations and stuff. Maybe could do another top 5 or something. But yeah, tidbitspod@protonmail.com is the email. Send me a message, follow on Twitter, that handle is @JackTidball. The show's Instagram is @TidbitsPo. Yeah, TidbitsPod without the final D. Thanks to all that are following that already. And yeah, thanks for listening, you bloody ledge. Absolute pleasure to talk to you again, and I will catch you next time. Peace.
Hello, me Giggsy. That's you, isn't it?
Is that on the test?
No, it's on video.
Yeah, and what do you want me to say?
Anything. I'm just taking a video.
All right, okay.
Just to prove that I'm next to a legend.
All right, thanks.
He thinks I'm a weirdo. So, anyway.